Welcome to Face to Face. Today, the military life. Lots of travel, sometimes uprooting your family for the next assignment, and then there are places in the world that have an impact on your life. Such is the story of Hector and Trinidad Marroquin and their daughter Diana.
So, Dad, can you tell me first why you decided to join the military?
Well, this was back in 1955 that I was in high school at Miller High School, and so I decided that the only way to get out of Corpus and be able to make something out of myself was to go ahead and join the military. So I went and joined the Air Force, and I stayed in the Air Force for the next 21 years. Prior to the Air Force, I was in the reserves for about a year in the reserves.
Did you know Mom at the time?
Yes, I had met your mom when we were in junior high school.
And when you saw her, what did you think when you met her?
I just told her that she was going to be mine later.
Mom, when you met Dad, what did you think?
How I met your dad was that I used to hang out with his sister. And to tell you the truth, he used to be a pain.
What did you go to school for in the military?
Actually, I started out going to school for electrical work. Mm-hmm. But they told me that I was more qualified to be in electronics because I was pretty good at math. I wanted to be a jet mechanic.
When did you end up coming back to Texas to decide you wanted to marry Mom?
I returned from Japan in 1958, and I got stationed in Rockville, Indiana. Got in touch with your mom again, and we started talking on the phone. So and then I would come to Corpus, and we would get together, and then we decided we would get married. So we got married in 1958.
Mom, when you got married and you went to Indiana with Dad, was that the first time you'd ever been out of Texas?
I had been out of Texas with my dad. My dad was a Jehovah's Witness. I used to go with him wherever they had a convention, because Jehovah's Witnesses. I went to New York twice. I was one of those people who was in the old Yankee Stadium.
When Dad told you, Mom, that we were going to Greece, what was your reaction? Were you happy or excited and scared or both?
I was never really scared of going overseas.
What did you guys like about Greece?
Everything.
Everything. I liked everything. I liked the people a lot. I always made good friends with the local people. And they were always good, and they always helped me a lot.
It was a great place to grow up as a kid, and it always felt like Greece was partly like a second home to us. But we ended up coming back to the States, and then we continued traveling around the world. And
well, we came back in 67, and about 10 months later, I got an assignment to go to Vietnam. I left, and I went to Vietnam for another year, and I came back in 1969. When I came back, and we got reassigned again to San Antonio. But anyway, after 2.5 years, I went to, and I worked at the Cape Canaveral for another 2 years. After 2.5 years, I got reassigned to Turkey, so we went back to Turkey. You know, I learned a lot of things. I managed that by going into the military. I finished with my education. I learned a lot of things going to world all over the world, you know, especially about different people that I loved. So it was good.
When your dad and I got married, I was a school dropout. I had dropped out of school. I continued through school, and eventually I got my GED, and I continued going. I got my high school diploma. I got my AA, and finally wound up with a bachelor's. So the military, I think, helped me a lot. It encouraged a lot.
I enjoyed it growing up in the military. It was tough. It's a difficult way of life, but if you look at it on the positive side, it can be enriching.
Right.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
The life of the military family, not always easy, but with people and places that have meaning, is certainly rewarding. Face to face.